And you simply cannot give more.
And you simply cannot give more, he said. The crowd going wild at yesterday's men's tennis finals at Wimbledon. After 77 years, a British man finally won. That would be Andy Murray, who beat Novak Djokovic in three straight sets. When it was over, Murray acted as if he couldn't believe it, and most of Britain felt the same way. Michael Goldfarb did, too. He's a longtime public radio journalist who's been living in the UK for a third of that 77-year wait. And over the years, Michael has vowed that he will leave Britain if a Brit wins Wimbledon. So, Michael, are you packing your bags and moving?
I'm in a really difficult position because I made that vow before I had a family. Now I've got a family. I can't afford to move back to America. I can't afford the health insurance. But, you know, I suppose I could say I'll never leave until the English football team wins the World Cup again. That would be a good bet.
Oh, you're changing your bet now. Well, just give us a sense. I mean, can you believe this, that a Brit has finally won?
It is simply the most unexpected thing ever. Now, listen, Andy Murray, it's been clear for years now, has had the ability to win. I mean, he's a very talented athlete. But, you know, you cannot imagine the weight of what a British man brings onto center court with him. The 77-year wait, 60 million people. I mean, children in their mother's arms are willing you on. And, you know, tennis, as much as it is physical, there's the other side of it, which is the mental side. And very interestingly, Jeremy, this morning on BBC, he said when he got up 40 love in the last game, just for a second, through his mind went the thought, I'm going to win the title. And you know what happened? He lost the next 3 points. Djokovic got him to deuce. Djokovic then had him on break point twice. What goes on in these guys' minds is incredible. And the fact that he did it, it's one of the big achievements in sport.
Oh, so you're using the term sport now, Michael. So you definitely want to stay in the UK instead of sports.
Oh, yeah. No. Listen, you didn't have to edit my copy all the years that I worked in public radio. It was a constant trying to excision of Anglicisms that just creep in. You can't avoid it.
Well, now, I'm the son of a Brit. I know that Brits like to sort of keep things close to the vest. They don't like to show that they're really getting excited about anything. But this must be something that goes against that they are really very excited about.
As you know, Wimbledon means something in the British psyche. And I think the best way to explain it is it's Downton Abbey, but for real. Wimbledon has always represented the way you do things the right way, the way the old money, the way the aristocracy, the way the people who built the empire did it. It's one of the reasons they still wear white. You know, all the other major championships, you know, guys can wear whatever color they want on the court. Wimbledon, you have to wear white. You have to dress a certain way in the box. And the manners, you have to have extremely good manners. And this is a kind of England that's long gone. But the fact is it's lingered at Wimbledon, and it's become incredibly important. And I think it marks a change in British society that, say, 30 years ago when I went here, people would have fought about the stuffiness of Wimbledon. And nowadays, young people, it's kind of like Downton. They kind of watch it, they enjoy it, they embrace it. They've lost the social history part of it, and they just say, well, gee, why can't we be polite, and why can't this mean something special?
Well, they are wearing white, and we should note, I think I heard this morning that Murray is the first British man to win wearing shorts as opposed to pants, which was what they wore back the last time a British man won Wimbledon. But this is also a political event, right, Michael?
It is a political event. You know, next year, Scotland is going to have a vote on independence, on breaking up the United Kingdom. I fear that Andy Murray is going to come under a lot of pressure to declare which way he's going to vote on that. He's already ducked the question this morning. You know, he's a tough guy to love, but he's an easy guy to admire.
Michael Goldfarb, longtime journalist living in London, talking with us about Andy Murray and his big win at Wimbledon. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Okay, I'm very happy for Andy Murray, but this music, I'm having a Pavlovian response. You have marked your calendar, right, Jeremy?
It's making you think of Downton Abbey.
Well, of course, January 5th to February 23rd. Do not call me.
All right. This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I love this music. I'm Robin Young.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.